All right, welcome back here to the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106 through the game. As we talk all the time, Chase and I are hyper-local for our love of high school football in Middle Tennessee because we've got some great coaches, great players, great programs, none better than our next guest, the head coach at Lebanon High School, Chuck Gentry, joins us now. Coach, good morning, and boy, do we got a big game tonight, don't we?
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on. We do have a big game. We, you know, big county rivalry game, region game, my TV 30 game of the week, and also homecoming due to the hurricane that canceled their homecoming stuff. So a lot of stuff going on this morning at Lebanon High School.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I've talked to coaches throughout my career and life, and I don't know, most coaches aren't fans of homecoming. Are you?
Well, I try to handle it like this, that it's our job to play the game. It's everybody else's job to do all that other stuff, but it's our job to play the game, and hopefully we'll handle it that way. And for the most part, we've been pretty successful homecoming games throughout our career, and so hopefully this one will be no different.
You're taking on Mount Juliet tonight. Coach, over the last 3 or 4 years, you've put a lot of guys in college. Heck, you got one guy in the pros now, Zion Logue for Buffalo right now. The difficulty in doing that, because every team is good. I mean, your region is good. Teams are good. It's a challenge, isn't it, each and every week?
Yes, sir, it is. It's a challenge. You know, on the 6A level, just about every team that you play has a dude or dudes. And,
right.
You know, but that's what makes it fun. You know, you go, I'm from a small town, and you go watch small town football, and it's great, the pride in the community and everything. But you go watch a 6A game, and it is very, very different when you see the size and the speed on the field each week.
You know, and there's some good coaches. You good, Trey Perry, Mount Juliet, Coach Crouch at Green Hill, and on and on and on. Tonight you take on Mount Juliet, and they're 7-0. What makes Mount Juliet good? What do you have to be aware of tonight?
Well, you know, it's the tradition that Coach Roger Perry started and Coach Trey Perry have carried on. You know, when they get off the bus, they expect to win. And so that is one thing. The culture of their program is really good. You know, I tell Coach Perry all the time, I have a lot of respect for your program and the way y'all do things. And, you know, it's just that part of it, the mental aspect of it. When they get off the bus tonight, they're going to expect to come out and win. And then, you know, first and foremost, their defense is only giving up 7 points a game. And, you know, they're flying around, running to the ball, playing with great effort and energy. And it's something as a football coach, when you turn it on, that's what you want to see.
Yeah.
You know, you see kids playing and playing hard, and it lets you know that they're bought in to what their coach is selling. And then second of all, you know, they've got a Division I quarterback. The Travers kid is tall, got a good arm. He's accurate, makes good decisions. And then, you know, they've got two wideouts that they throw it to. And then they've got a tailback, the Crudup kid, who makes it all go and makes, you know, that starts and stops with him running the football and then the play action off of that. And so it you know, and then they've got a kicker who can kick it in the end zone and punt it very well. And so it makes it all three phases, they're good.
Well, exactly. We're talking to Coach Chuck Gentry, head coach at Lebanon High School. How do you extra motivate your guys tonight? You know, it's Mount Juliet. It's a big region game. Do you have to?
Well, I told him yesterday, if you've got a pulse and you're not fired up, you need to go check yourself in somewhere. because you know, tonight when we turn the corner and we walk down that checkerboard and of course at Lebanon, you know, when we come out, we walk down the painted checkerboard concrete and we've got all the SROs and all the security there. They line their cop cars up and they turn on the lights and the band playing, and again, county, rivalry, region, homecoming, TV. I don't know what else you need, but, you know, I'm sure I'll give them a little rah-rah before we go out. And, you know, it should be a good night for football. And if you can't get ready to play this game, you probably need to go sit in the stands.
Where's our pregame meal this afternoon?
Well, the pregame meal will be in the field house, but I'm sure we'll have some barbecue, some Witt's barbecue, and then when that happens, you know, that's we're a little superstitious, so we like to eat barbecue on Friday.
If you see a fat bald guy in the corner eating barbecue, just don't bother him. Don't bother me. Just let me eat and enjoy the game tonight. Is it all right?
Well, I'll check your press credentials, but I believe you'll pass.
All right, that's good. Coach, as always, you know I think the world of you. Good luck tonight. I love matchups like this. I love Friday night. I love high school football, and I love your dedication and commitment to these young men and what you've done over the years. Coach, thank you as always.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Be looking forward to seeing you.
Yes, sir. Chuck Gentry, head football coach at Lebanon High School. They take on Mount Julia tonight. It is a MyTV 30 game. And another reason I love high school football. High school football in Middle Tennessee, because of coaches like Chuck Gentry, and they're all around these high schools, are just damn good men. And they care about these kids. They care about them off the field. They care about them when they leave the program. And Coach Gentry is the prime example. All right, we will take a break on the other side. It is celebrity birthdays. We have a special guest, I'm told, Dr. Crane, sitting in.
Steve Harvey?
And for the boss man, Chase McCabe, who is off today. We got a special guest.
Special mustache guy. I'm super pumped.
All right. We'll get more of that coming up next. You listen to the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.